Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
See how I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rival. You don't want to what?
Pass with me.
Tell I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep a real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Tesla Figaro with the Straight Shot, No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the first podcast episode that I have had. I am doing this live on Twitter right now. Hopefully my Instagram family will join me. I typically record my podcast on Instagram because I love the interaction with folks. You guys know I love talking to you. But the thing about Instagram is people don't really have an opportunity to chime in the way they want to. One reason is because a lot of folks don't want to turn their camera on. They prefer to hide behind, their nickname and not have to expose themselves, which I get. Everybody don't want to be on camera. Twitter does allow us an opportunity to be able to engage with you, for you to be able to have interaction with me. And I wanted to take a moment to do that. This week has been so overwhelming with the news. This is for those who, if we ended up rolling this out a little bit later on our podcast, today is January 12th. A lot has happened this week. Airstrikes yesterday. So much has went on. Trump and his civil trial next Monday on Martin Luther King Day. The Iowa caucuses all pop off. I am looking forward to seeing how many of you who have been tweeting and tweeting and tweeting about your candidate. I'm looking forward to see what them votes looking like on Monday. So Monday is time to put up or shut up, and we're going to see what candidate is who when it comes to the Republican nomination, because let me remind you again that races are not won on Twitter. I'm going to shut up. I want to take some of your calls today. Let's just do what they call on the Breakfast Club and get it off your chest. I have two co-hosts who are joining me today, Alanis Crowns and Marcellus. They will be here helping me navigate. They're a little bit more familiar with who likes to troll on Twitter and who doesn't. And I'm here for the smoke. So if you do want to troll, let's give a little bit of entertainment. But ultimately, we will be moving you and shipping you right on out of here because we do want to make sure we get quality content. Just in case you're not familiar, the Black Effect Podcast Network is a network that is on iHeartRadio, the largest audio platform in the country, started by Charlamagne Tha God. I have a podcast there. And this recording will be on the podcast, over 300 episodes that you can download. Please take a moment, subscribe to the podcast, and go back and listen to old content or stay in touch with me for the new. I'm going to get right to it. Looks like we have, Dwayne. Is that Dwayne or Dwan? I think that's Dwayne. Apologies if I mispronounce your name, but let's go ahead and get right to it. Let's get to it and let me invite you. Good. Happy New Year.
And we also have Lola on the stage with her hand up.
Okay. Let me let you take it from here. Let me just fall back. Whoever you need to put up next, let's get it going. I don't want two of us trying to hit the button at the same time because I don't want to mess stuff up. So.
Hi, Tez. Oh, my God. Hi, Tez.
Hello.
How are you,
sis? How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for allowing me to speak in your space. Hello to your co-host, Lioness, and Marcel. This is such a privilege. I follow you. I've never gotten a chance to speak to you. I support you. I think you do amazing work. I just love your... My question.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the flowers. We all could use a little bit of encouragement. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, I love you. This is my question to you. I know that you've been noticing a lot of our people leaning towards the Republican vote. You have a lot of people who are on the front lines trying to turn different states red, right? So my thing is this. How do you feel about that? And should immigration be at the front line? And if we're going red for just because of immigration, if we get these people at the table, what else should we have at the table that immediately affects the lives of Black people?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your question. In my training, Push the Line, that we did, and Marcellus and Jay both attended that, and I see some other folks in the room that also attended that. One of the sessions that I did there, Lola, was it's not about we, it starts with me. And the reason why I say that is because actually voting should be self-interest first. It is about your self-interest, and then it is about community. Now, there are some folks like myself who may unselfishly, if you will, put the community before myself because of, you know, what I do in this space, in this world. For example, I advocate heavy for mass incarceration. I've never been arrested. I've never been to jail. It does not affect me personally, but that is an issue, as I said on Netflix, that I'm willing to die for the cause. So there are people that will put community over themselves. But really, when you go to the polls, it really should be about your self-interest. So when I hear the word we, and I get it, I know we talk in these spaces collectively, what we need to do and what we should be doing and what our community should be doing. The reality of it is Black people are not an entity. We're not an organization. There is no, you know, you hear say monolithic. They wear that in over and over and over. But really how you should be voting, particularly when you look at local and state, you should be voting what's based, what is important for you. And so normally, if you follow me, if anybody follows me, they know that I push heavy for local and state. That is the most effective, the most change that you're going to see and the most influence that you have, because these are folks that you're going to run into at the community grocery store. These are the folks that every Tuesday you can go stand before. It's probably going to be five people at best in the room that you can actually have a conversation with them at a city council meeting. These are the people that, if I'm using Orlando, Florida, for an example, the city commissioner is literally six people. So you really only need to convince three of them to move something your way. This is the level where the most resources actually go in your hand. This is where they decide how much goes to your school. This is how to decide how much goes to your neighborhood. This is how much they decide how much goes to fixing potholes and all of that thing, all of that. So when we talk about we, when we talk about collective, especially in these national platforms like Twitter, where everybody is in different cities and all of these different places, a lot of those conversations are centered on federal level. So when someone asks me about immigration, I ask, in your particular city, does it affect you? Yes, we know the numbers and how it affects Black people. And yes, there should be space for people to have conversations on the Black collective issue. But when it comes down to going to the polls and voting for those issues that matter most to you, which is on the local and state level, which is typically nonpartisan, by the way, most city commissioner seats, most mayor seats, most county seats are nonpartisan seats. You really should be voting on what makes sense in your district. If you live within a district that has 10 or 15,000 people, that is the we that you're talking about. That's where you pay your home, your taxes. That's where you decide, you know, how much money goes to your school. That's where you decide, are the police extra heavy in my neighborhood? By the way, most sheriff positions are elected positions. So really, it should start with that. And I say that because a lot of Black people don't realize that they're moderate and lean conservative on a lot of issues. I talked to my grandmother. My grandmother's 92 years old. And when I talk to her about issue line by line, she swears she's a Democrat. But grandma, nothing about you is a Democrat. Literally everything across the board. She came out of the Depression. She's never worked for anybody in her life. My grandfather's never worked for anybody in her life. She owned a beauty salon in the back of her house. My grandfather owned a mechanic shop all of his life. They've never worked for anybody. She doesn't believe in same-sex marriage. She loves everybody and everything, but she never gave me a dollar. She always believed in sit on your own bottom. She believes in charity, but she is the epitome of pull yourself up by the bootstraps. She cans food. She grows her food. She doesn't believe in going out to eat. She lives a very conservative, like one reason why she's still 93 and in perfect health. Well, almost pretty much perfect. No major diseases. She believes in, she's a Christian to the core. She is literally Jesus's cousin. I know that as long as she wakes up every day, the rapture has not been back, because I'm certain know that she will be the first one to go back. So when I look at her issues line by line, but then I look at, well, what about Medicaid? What about Medicare? She doesn't qualify for Medicaid. She paid her taxes. She qualifies for Medicare. So where you'll see on the conservative side or the Republican side, they talk about Medicare. For those that don't know, that's the money that you actually put into it and you're getting it back. Medicaid is for low income. So when she lines up and votes Democrat straight down the ticket, none of those issues affect her. Literally none of them affect her. But because she has seen the polarization of the Republican Party, the conservative party, the polarization of not having Black leaders at the forefront, not having Black leaders, at least that she can trust, that she feels good about, and the hatefulness that they spew, that is not in line with her Christian beliefs. So when people say, what should we be doing? I ask, what is most important in your community? If you live in Texas and immigration is a problem in Texas, then that is where you should be talking about immigration. If you live in a city where that is not a problem, yes, you can keep that as your secondary issue, but your primary issue should be what affects you and your community. And far too many people get on this space and talk about what we need to be doing. And I always ask that same we, how many races have you ran? And one, I got about 50 under my belt. Have you ever been a successful candidate? Anybody can be a candidate, but have you ever won? I also ask, have you ever been an operative? Tell me the races that you worked on. Have you ever been a director of comm? Have you ever been a campaign manager? Have you ever worked at the local, the state, and the federal level? I've done all three and been successful in all three. This is not about talk. It's just about walk. At the end of the day, receipts really, really, really do matter. Do they know what a win number is? Do you know what that looks like? So when people get on and talk about we, and can't get 50 people to show up in the room in their own community, that doesn't have a lot of credibility to me. We need to be talking are those that can actually motivate. Oh, I can't do that because I don't have a budget. Wrong. Nice song. That's not going to work. I didn't have a budget either to get the 300 people to come to Atlanta to come to that training. Nobody paid these people to come to that training. They came from all over the country on their own dime. Some of them are in this room. Now, we had to pay for the food. I paid for the hotel, but nobody paid them to come to the training. So how is it that Jay came from D.C. on her own dime? How is it that the lady came from L.A. on her own dime? How is it that they came from New York on their own dime? How is it that they came from Ohio on their own dime? How is it that they came from all over the country, Dallas, Houston, you name it? How did they do it, Torrin? I want to know how they did it. So if 300 people did it, well, by the way, I text every single one, literally every single one. If they did it, then what do you mean you can't get 50 people to show up in your community to support you? I say that maybe you're not the leader that you think you are. Maybe you don't know how to organize. Maybe, just maybe, you're not inspiring someone. So when you're listening to people talking about what we need to be doing and what we need to be doing and what we need to be doing, no, sis, what you need to be doing is thinking about how are you and your family affected, number one, and number two, how does that affect my overall community? Now, I'm never going to vote against my overall collective community, but I will vote for my own self-interest, if that makes sense. This should be about the relationship that you have with your city council, not with somebody telling you what to do on Twitter, because they don't live by you. They don't pay the same taxes as you. They have no interest in what you're doing. And more than likely, a lot of these people talking can't get 50 people in the room. Let me just call it for what it is. And if you can't get 50 people in the room, then that means you are not muscle. That means you are not pressure. That means that nobody fears you, which means you cannot move the needle. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, you did. And I so appreciate it. That resonated and spoke volumes. It really did. I appreciate that so much.
No problem. And let me just say this to piggyback on, and we'll take the next caller. It's nothing wrong with talking about, you know, what's going to benefit us all, but none of us are the same. That's just like me talking about my man up the street. My man, I'm talking about your man up the street. Well, what your man need to be doing and what you see, we're designed to do that already on social media. Y'all love sitting up talking about what somebody man need to be doing and what they need to be, and all in the comments lying your ass off. They man need to be this, and child, it couldn't be me. It wouldn't be me. Oh, girl, it's you. It's you. It's you all day long. You putting up with something. This is why I don't talk about my private relationship. I wish I would let y'all sit up here and tell me what y'all be doing. You ain't going to be doing nothing. Got to do what I'm be doing. This is my man. We going to handle this how we do it over here. I don't need you to chime in. I don't need your feedback. I don't need, because none of it applies. I'm going to have to deal with that, not you. And that is exactly how voting works. You're going to have to deal with that, not the neighbor up the street. And we can sit up here all day long and talk about what the neighbor need to be doing and not doing. But the reality of it is, this comes down to your house. And I just truly believe if Black people are voting for what's best for Black people, that is going to affect the community overall. And let me say this, because I always say this while I'm on Twitter, because there's a lot of what y'all call reparationists on Twitter. And I have to say that, again, every chance time I get up here, I'm going to say it every time. Just because somebody's not only talking about reparations does not mean that they are not looking out for the Black community. Everything that gets you involved in politics should be what resonates with your soul and spirit. I lost both my parents due to ill health care. My mother died due to cancer. She did not go to the hospital the night before because she did not want a bill, even though she worked for the state. She said, I'm just going to go home. I begged her to stay in the hospital just one more day, Mom, until they check you out. She said, no, I'm going to go home. The next day, her lung collapsed. So can't none of y'all tell me that I can't advocate for health care reform. My daddy, the same way, was supposed to go to the hospital. He had a seizure that day. Daddy, why don't you go to the hospital? No, that's all right. I don't want the bill. I'll be going home in the morning. Well, he went home literally and figuratively. So none of y'all can tell me about the importance of health care. Not one of you. I'm self-employed. I had to have a procedure a couple of weeks ago that I was not expecting, that did not align with my age, that did not align with this. You going to tell me that I can't talk about health care? You better go to hell. That makes me not Black because I can't talk about health care. No, I'm self-employed. I understand health care. Right now, shout out to my best friend in the whole world. You know, I talk about him all the time. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, he's texting me now, having a rough day. He was shot and paralyzed January 12th. 5 years ago to this date, had it not been for LA Care that y'all talking about what the immigrants are getting for free, which I feel you on that. But can I tell you about LA Care? Can I tell you how valuable it's been to him? Had it not been for him not having insurance, he would not be in the position that he's in right now. He would not be able to take care of himself. He was shot and paralyzed in a random drive-by shooting that had nothing to do with him. Nothing at all. In town, went to a barbecue. Random got shot. One bullet. He's texting me now. I'm having a rough day. I got to do my live and I'll circle back and get back to you. See, that's the reality of what reality is for healthcare for me. Going sitting by his bedside in Rancho Rehabilitation Center that accepted LA Care, that taught him how to take care of himself, that taught him how to wipe himself, that taught him how to pick his legs up. A man who was 6'4", who has been defending me my whole life since 1994, 286 pounds. All he's ever known is his strength. To teach him how to pick up his legs and still have life. That's what healthcare mean to me. So can't nobody tell me about you reparations now. If you talking about healthcare, you ain't talking about Black people. No, you go to hell, because what I know and what healthcare has done for me and my family and what it has not done. I cannot omit that because it's affected Black people in my life and Black people are affected by healthcare. And let me just give you some breaking news, reparationists, because I tell you this all the time. They can write every last one of you a check for $20 million. $20 million is not enough to start a healthcare industry. You will not be the pharmaceutical community. He hasn't had his blood pressure medication in over a month. This is real life shit that I'm telling y'all. $20 million ain't gonna get you. You can put all y'all money together and you still ain't gonna be the U.S. Treasury. You can put all your, we still gonna have to deal with banking while Black. You can put all your money together and you still are not gonna be the police, the judicial system. You're still not gonna be the court system. You're still not gonna be the healthcare system. You're still gonna have to work within these systems no matter how much money you have. Does money give you access to things that others don't have? Absolutely. But you are not gonna start. Well, we can get a Black bank. You gonna be the Department of Treasury? Are you crazy or nuts? Which one is it? So again, you should be talking about all things politics. For those of you that say, I don't know why they got Tesla up there. She talking about politics. Well, I got breaking news for you, dumb. Everything about reparations is politics. You don't know? You don't realize that somebody got to vote it in, if nothing else, on the city or the state level? You're reading your books and quoting page 25 and 26 don't mean a damn thing because you can't get nobody to run. Y'all got one candidate y'all talk about. Yes, I'm going to do some straightening every time I come on here because I got to give you some of this reality. I love you. I believe in you. I believe you all can do it. But where's the candidate on the state level? Torrin, I'm still waiting. Where's the candidate on the city level? You're going to see reparations passed on the city and the state than you are on the federal. Do you realize that they do what the state and the city do? That's why California had motion. That's why San Francisco had motion on reparations, whether it went through or not, whether you liked what the proposal or not. It had more motion than it had on the federal level. And any of you ever worked the race, you would understand that the federal level is going to do what the elected officials tell you to do on the state level. That's why you hear conservatives always say, let's leave it to state rights. Let's let the state decide. That's what that means. Reparationists that was sitting around here trolling me all day, every day. I see the message you got me about somebody who was trolling me nonstop. I'm still waiting on them and I don't have no problem. I'll unblock whoever I unblock. I'm for the smoke for it all, as long as you don't come over and get disrespectful. And if you do that, I got an answer for that too, because I like talking about people's mamas and daddies too. But at the end of the day, I'm 500 candidates in deep since by the time you was trolling me, you still up here talking. So at the end of the day, it's about this talking to for me, Torrin. On Monday, we get to see that talk. All of y'all Black folks that set up and did all them videos about me, I want to see what them numbers looking like on Monday. Since y'all was pushing so hard for Ramasamy, let's see what them numbers look like. I ain't never lost a local race that I was a part of.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We can go to the next person. Jay.
Yes, let's go with Dewan B.
What's up, y'all? I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Tesla, because it is multiple issues, you know. And I know, same with the health insurance to me. I had to walk around on a torn knee for 5 years. Because they dropped me when they found out I was about to get surgery with my independent health care before the Obamacare. And so now I have health care and I was able to get my knee surgery. And, you know, that means a lot to me. And I look at politics is politics and even the reparations. I'm all for reparations. But even if you do get it, politics is a steady, steady drumbeat. And it's something that you never stop doing, even if you get what you want. If a particular politician gives you what you want, it's like, okay, yeah, now give me more, you know? That's right. So what do you think about, like...
And you live in L.A., correct?
I'm in L.A., born and raised. Yeah, I'm here in L.A. And, you know, yes, I'm against a lot of things Obama did, but I'm never not going to give him credit for that healthcare thing because, you know, I experienced not having it in California being able to drop me just because they wanted to drop me to a company. You know, I had my own independent health insurance. I was paying $600 a month for at the time they dropped me the day before my knee surgery, you know? And so, you know, there's a way, there's a certain political maturity I think we have to get to as a people to where it's like, okay, you're not all in on anyone. You're not all against people. It's all about what can you give me now and what can you give me next? So with that being said, you know, what do you think about as far as, okay, you don't have a politician in your local area. You don't have the organization yet to run anybody, but there's a handful of people running and one or two are addressing your issue. How do you feel about just you renting politicians at the time until we get one?
And see, and let me just pull up because I'm going to pull up something while we're talking. You know, it doesn't take an organization to run somebody. You know, these are real facts that we talked about in my Push the Line training. I brand candidates locally. I always refer to this and I tell you guys, go look her up. Her name is Commissioner Regina Hill. She literally was arrested 21 times in Orlando, Florida with two felons. We beat out six people. She's ran every time. You know how much we had? $2,000. Literally $2,000. You guys are listening to people that ain't never ran no race. No disrespect to you, but I'm just saying, and who don't have the numbers. They don't know win numbers. They don't know how to win. So they got an excuse for everything. I don't have the media. I don't have it. We didn't have none of that. Everything. Before I'd worked on the Bernie Sanders campaign, and I can give y'all receipts on that, what I did in Michigan with that upset. It does not it takes a candidate being able to get out on your ass and knock on them doors, not sitting up here on Twitter, raising money on Twitter. Yes, you need money, but I have ran and won too many campaigns without it. When you look at Compton, California, and you look at, I'm just doing this just by example, 95,000 residents. How many people you think actually show up to vote? Just let's just throw out some numbers.
5,000? No.
At best.
3,000 probably.
At best. So when somebody is sitting, so when I told MCA, hey, why don't you run for Compton mayor? What you mean? We can't get 3,000 people? We can't get 3,000 people? Shit, 2,000? You get 2,000 just off the hip hop. Let's go get all the bloods and the that's what we did with Regina Hill. It don't take no organ. It take people getting out, knocking on the damn door. I'm looking at the city of Compton. 49,000 people were registered in that city. Guess how many voted? 7,719. 7,719. These are the real numbers. This is, it ain't no take no organization. These people lying. They bamboozling y'all. City clerk elected by 3,731 votes. The mayor. Guess how many the mayor? Let me put this up in the at the bottom so y'all can see it. So you can think so that way, because you know y'all say everything is an agenda. Let me text it to you, Jay, because for some reason it's not
okay.
Here at Gardena about 10 years ago, we got Mayor Tanaka, old corrupt ass, up out of here after his brother, the undersheriff, got caught with a lot of things. He got caught undermining the sheriff department. We started looking at him as the mayor here in Gardena. And it was just a handful of people that looked at him and got him up out of here. You're right about that.
Right. I mean, we're looking at the numbers. Jay's going to put it up in the jumbotron. Let's look at the numbers. When we look at the numbers on who ran City of Compton primary mayor. Okay, we're talking about Christina got 2,300 votes. Emma got 1,400 votes. James got 1,300 votes. This is nothing. Like that, literally. It's just you getting up off your ass. Not you, but I'm just saying in general. All of this, we don't have the media. None of my races, we didn't need no damn media. Everything in the media, and I can show y'all the links. Everything in the media was us responding. Because, by the way, my candidate, Regina Hill, was kind of with the shits and she spit on somebody. So we did have to handle that in the media. I did have to go to the media and say it is what it is. So not only that, man, I'm telling you, I done ran races with people way more backgrounds, way more. That's why I talk about it so much. I know what can be done. You're listening to people on this app. I'm just going to say the single on this app that they never ran no race. So they don't know what the hell they talking about. And they're comparing it to federal. I got to have the money. We got to have the media. Chesley, you got a platform. What are you talking about? I've been in the game 20 years. This ain't got nothing to do with no damn Breakfast Club or no what. I don't even talk about candidates on Breakfast Club. I don't get behind nobody. So that don't have nothing to do with nothing. It's actually knowing how to organize. And even on the federal level, I was on the Bernie Sanders campaign in 2015. When nobody knew who the hell he was, went to Flint. This is a true story. Ask Senator Turner, ask Killer Mike, ask the people that was there. I was the only black person on the ground on the national level. I knew, had enough foresight to say, well, Hillary Clinton thinks she got Detroit already on lock. She ain't came at all to Flint. This was in the middle of the Flint crisis. So let me go on and go over here to, reach on out to Flint. By the way, Spud helped me do that. The guy that I told you about that's paralyzed. Let me go on and call some people. And let me go to the barbershop. Let me go to the hood. I found five people. Somebody said with me in church, five people. Bernie Sanders in his life never met five black people in his whole life. In life. I would say in life. I'm willing to say in life. When it got time for him to come to Flint and he had to figure out how do I make it look like I know some black people. Well, hey, Bernie Sanders, here go five black people you can meet. That picture that he took with her name was Danielle Green. That picture that he took and it showed empathy of Bernie Sanders' face. He was hugging her. People never saw Bernie Sanders look that way. That man took that and they circulated that on every commercial in Michigan. and showed that he really did give a damn. He went to Flint. We did a town hall. I had Daniel Green speaking at it. Oh yeah, Daniel Green was the bride of the what they call the what do you call it? The ball of the what is it? The bride of the ball or whatever the hell. You know what I'm talking about. But she was everything. The ball. Yeah, the belle of the ball. Danielle. He couldn't stop saying Danielle. Put her on MSNBC. Danielle. We won that, and I am credited for that. A 2% upset took that whole state, because while Hillary was focusing on Detroit, I was focusing on Flint. The other white organizer was focusing on all of the, it wasn't just me, but the white organizer was focusing on all of the unions, you know, all in Michigan. Won it by 2%. That's the only thing that he ever really kind of showed up and showed out. Was that one thing from talking to five people and one hug. But guess what I did after that? When Bernie Sanders went on about his damn business, I still made sure that the people that I met at Flint were the first people to sign up with Attorney Benjamin Crump, who y'all don't like. And I love running down the receipts on him. The $600 million that the people got in Flint, I made sure that them people, everybody that I met, that they signed up for that, I organized another 1,000. And I did it with my broken, when I had 6 screws in my leg. And I went down and I organized those people. Guess who was in charge of that? Daniel Green. Guess who got paid for that? Daniel Green. Guess what Daniel Green did after that? Ran for state, ran for school board and won. Bernie Sanders never talked to her a day after that. They came up there one time, her and when he ran the second time, and took a picture pretending like, you know, they've been talking to her the whole time. That's why I be on Bernie Sanders' ass, and I wish somebody would challenge me about it. But keeping the relationship with Daniel Green went from her just being somebody in the crowd to her leading her community through the Flint crisis to her becoming an elected official. That's what organizing looked like. That's what organizing looked like. Staying in touch, doing what you say you're going to do, doing when you say you're going to do it, getting on the ground, knocking on the door, staying consistent, not being about talk. It didn't take no damn organization. It didn't take nobody getting behind me. It didn't take no, you know, you got to have a meet. It didn't take none of that. It took grinding. And if you can't get 100, 200 people to show up for you, then it's probably not for you. Because 200 people, let's just look at the numbers. That should be, damn, 50 people from your high school, they ain't fucking with you. Not even 50, 30 at best. You can't get 30 people at best. 30 people from the church, 30 people from your mama's mama, your cousin. This is where y'all say y'all from these cities. And now how did 300 people come from Atlanta, come all the way to Atlanta to ride with me? I mean, make the math make sense. You know why I did that? The one I needed to show that it can be done. I've done it multiple times over in Orlando, Florida, but it had been a while since I did it, so I had to do the receipts. Oh, well, you did it because you was on the Breakfast Club. Bullshit. Ask anybody who went to that training. I text every single person a minimum 7 times by myself. I went on the Breakfast Club and talked about it once. Everybody signed up. Yeah, I want to do it. That was in June. Them people fell off in the first 90 days, first 30 days. It took me texting and challenging everybody who say they rocking with me to bring 10 people to this class. Ask Marcellus. He's the co-host here. I told him, he's an Uber driver. Marcellus, if you can't get 10 people to come from your community, I don't need you. You ain't doing nothing. You can't come here and learn how to push a line and you can't get 10 people to show up. Marcellus was pulling up on people, running up, drive by. I had to say, okay, Marcella, calm down now. It ain't that serious. Because when I started challenging, now did she get real. Marcellus was doing lives, saying if you don't show up, it's over with. Don't never call ever again. And I said, okay, Marcella, calm down. I gave you the challenge, but I don't want you to run off everybody in the city. But you had to inspire him, because it made him think, well, damn, why can't 10 people show up? You can't get 10 people to show up in your hometown? Okay, then. Well, so it got to make sense at the end of the day. And people just don't engage and knock on the doors, and they don't challenge. They don't challenge them to do the work. That's all it is. It come down to the goddamn work. You, again, I'm a veteran. The Air Force is critical. You got to have the air. Somebody got to drop bombs. Somebody got to do it. That's what I see Twitter space is. The air. Somebody, y'all stay dropping bombs. Y'all stay landing planes, you stay dropping bombs, you stay unpacking, you stay cooking, you say blessings and peace and all of y'all. I mean, y'all are phenomenal when it comes to that. But guess what? No military The United States Armed Forces has to have the Marines, a few good men. You got to have somebody on the ground. It's the reason why they say the few good men. It's harder to get in the Marines physically than it is anything else because they don't want everybody. That's why I talk the shit that I do. I don't want everybody. You stay over here and do what you don't. When people say, oh, you was in Air Force. Yeah. But I was an M60 gunner. I was a defender. I was under Army rigs. Don't get it twisted. Reason why I couldn't go in the Army because I was too thick. Shout out to me and my military body. I was real small. I wore like a size 6, but my hips didn't line up, you know, with my neck and all that. I was curvy. Don't believe it. Go to the Instagram and click on the pinned tweet. Let me just throw that on out there. So I couldn't take to be in the Army. So I had to go to the Air Force. But I said, OK, the closest thing to getting on the ground is to be an M60 gunner, 23-pound weapon, because I want to do the rough shit. I don't want to do the easy shit. I don't like signing up. If I sign to be a firefighter, I don't want to do paperwork. I'm going to go straight inside the fire department. And when I went through basic training, they let everybody slide. But when it was time to go to training, they said right at the gate, you're going to earn this beret. We trying to run you off. We ain't trying to keep you over here. We trying to run you off. We want the best of the best. Somebody got to be on the ground. So you have the Marines on the ground. You have the Army on the ground. You have the Navy in the sea. You have Air Force in the air. What I see happening with Twitter, and I say this every time, y'all do plenty of air talk. Y'all do plenty of podcasts. Y'all do plenty of YouTubes. You do plenty of talk. But if I ask how many doors have you knocked on this month, it's usually silence. And that's why races are not won. And that's why reparations is not talked about on the local level. And it's not about we don't have nobody to run. Run your damn self. Well, I got a background. So what? That shit is the federal level. Ain't nobody looking. They ain't got no budget to look into your background, nor do anybody care. And if they do, then tell them, well, I got a background because I can relate. More black men are in prison than those who are enslaved in 1850. So somebody need a background because somebody got to know how to get around this system. For those of y'all that like to clown me for being open with dealing people with backgrounds. I'm not ashamed at all. I grew up in an era where mass incarceration completely destroyed everything in my generation. So you ain't shaming me because I've never been arrested. But I'm going to work with people with backgrounds because if you're going to work with anything that got to do with anybody black, it's not that we're all criminals. For those that saying she criminalizing us. No, the system criminalized us. A lot of people that have backgrounds have nothing to do. In the state of Florida, you can get a background not paying child support. It don't mean you robbed a bank. It means that you've been criminalized in a system. So the nerve of anybody to sit on here and talk about, I ain't going to work. Oh, she always, there she go, always talking about backgrounds. Yeah, always backgrounds. I'm going to talk about that. Because I know that we've been criminalized. But when I look at people like Desmond Meade, who did time and became an attorney and came out in Florida and made it possible for felons to be able to vote. If he can do it, then so can you. It's all about organizing. If you can't get 500 people to the polls, then you need to rethink life. Maybe it ain't for you. Stop talking about federal and get busy on the local level. Hope I answered your question.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.